Kristen Weber is a comedian, accordion player, speaker, and an author. Her latest book deals with being a millennial. It's called Adulting for Jesus. Kristen Weber, welcome to the Get Up and Go Show.
Thank you for having me on, Todd.
Well, I love the title of the book, Adulting for Jesus, and I'm going to assume that you yourself are an adult, or consider yourself one at least.
I'm doing my best. I mean, I think I'm of adulting age. Whether or not my daily life choices reflect the adultness I'm supposed to be maintaining. I go to Chipotle way too much, I think, to be considered someone making responsible choices with their life. But
well, why write a book about adulting for Jesus? Are we that bad at it?
I decided to write this book for two reasons. One, for kind of my own age. I'm in my mid-30s, and I think one of the recurring themes that I hear when I talk to people in this stage of life is that it doesn't look like what we were expecting, and it also doesn't look like what we were kind of promised if you grew up in the church or certain circles. It was like, do this plus this, and that equals your perfect life. And so a lot of us are kind of realizing like, oh, life is hard. I know for me and many people in my generation, a lot of us were kind of born into comfort and a certain standard of living. So we grew up kind of under the impression that life should be easy with hard moments, when in reality, the opposite is true. Life is generally hard and the easy moments are the exception. So I wrote it for my generation, millennials, just as an encouragement that, hey, you're not alone in this. Here are some of the things that our generation is struggling with. Here's how we can approach it with a godly mindset and kind of live with purpose within our own generation's struggles. Because I don't know if you've noticed, there's kind of a derogatory mentality toward millennials from older generations, like just slightly, like we're lazy. And I'm like, oh, I'd take way too much effort to respond to that. I'm like, we're offended easily, which we are not. And we don't know how to handle our money. And I mean, just from all sides, we're just being told we're a terrible generation. And while every generation has their quirks and their kind of positives and negatives, I was like, are we that bad? Or are we just, it's just different. Things change. And so how do we kind of still honor God in this season of culture?
Well, where do those expectations come from?
So I think a lot of the expectations that were put on our generation came from, like, if you look at my parents and my grandparents, their generation, they had to step into the workforce a lot earlier. They were saving money. I mean, inflation, there is a little bit of truth to the fact that the economy is different now. Housing prices have gone up. But at their stage, they were able to buy houses earlier, get stability earlier. And a lot of that was just because technology wasn't where it was. People were generally more stationary. There's just so many things that have impacted it. But because we're not living exactly like they were, we're not prioritizing the same things. Like, I haven't prioritized home ownership, where my parents, that was one of the first things that they were prioritizing at their age. And I've prioritized travel, prioritized finding a career that I enjoy and love. And a lot of the people in my generation, our priorities are just different. So one of the things I talk about in the book is, okay, is this difference, is it truly a bad difference, or is it just different? Like, I saw some rant from a, I don't know if they were Gen X or a boomer, but they just, how millennials are too lazy to, they're too lazy to even eat cereal. Like, cereal is not selling as well as it did when my parents were kids, because people aren't eating it. And so her perspective was, well, it's because we're too lazy to pull out a bowl and a spoon. We want something quicker. And I was like, well, maybe it's just because we were fed the same cereal every single day for 18 years and we're ready for something different. I mean, maybe that. But that's not like a bad change. It's just a different change. We prefer toast and we prefer to throw a few things in a blender and make a smoothie. Like, it's preference. Right. And we're making it this like close-fisted issue. And then the issues that really are things that we need to address, like, we are so way more depressed and anxious, I think, than our parents were. Like, that's the issue we need to be talking about and addressing. And like, what has changed to impact that? How can we fix that? You know, stuff like that.
The book is called Adulting for Jesus by Kristen Weber. It's available now. Where can we connect with you online, Kristen?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, KristenWeberOnline.com, KristinWeber online, the traditional spelling.com.
Kristen Weber, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Todd. I really appreciate it.